Today, I want to talk to you about intentionality. You know, God made us with a purpose and a plan. He intentionally made us, and He made us in His image. When we were made to have a relationship with God. He wanted a companion, not someone He tells what to do and what not to do, but someone who wants to spend time with them, just like our spouses. When we find a spouse, we want someone that will spend time with us, who wants to spend time with us. Our friends, we want friends that want to spend time with us. Well, with God, it's the same thing. He wants you to spend time with Him. And from that, there's benefits with it. But even without that, when God made us intentional, and He made us for companionship, but He also, when we fell away from Him, He had a purpose and a plan to reunite us with Him. He loved us so much that even yet while we were still sinners, He sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins. And He was intentional about that. Jesus was intentional about being born, living a sinless life, dying on the cross for us, and resurrection on the third day so that we could be reunited with God. You know, God made us intentional. He sent Jesus, and He was intentional about that. When He gave us His word, He was very intentional. We must be intentional ourselves in our daily lives, what we do. We must be intentional to put on the armor of God. And when I say the armor of God, let me read to you in Ephesians 6 what the armor is. It's Ephesians 6, 10, and through all of 10, after 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand the wiles of the devil. So we have to put on the armor to fight the enemy. Now, it says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the dark age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor that you may be able to stand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with preparation for the gospel of peace, above all, take the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful till the end with all preservation and supplications for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me. So there's lots of things He's saying. Put on your armor. Take up your shield, which is faith. And then pick up your sword, which is the word of God. The sword is the word. The sword is how you fight the enemy. And you have to speak His words out to fight the enemy. We all are intentional about going to church. We're intentional about cooking our meals, paying our bills. We're intentional in all kinds of ways that we in our life. We are intentional to go to work so that we can get money, so that we can pay our bills. We're intentional when we are nice to people. We're intentional when we're mean to people. We can be intentional in all areas of our lives, but we must be intentional about our relationship with God. We must be intentional. You know, we have to be intentional to speak over ourselves and not allow the devil in our minds and in our hearts. We have to not allow the lies of the enemy to just bombard us, but we have to be intentional to pick up the word of God and fight back. Otherwise, it'd just bring us down and make us to where we're defeated and depressed and diseased. But we have to be intentional by picking up that word, speaking the words of God out over our lives and telling the devil, this is my promise. You can't have it. And we have to be intentional in the battle of life. Let me read something. Don't think for a second that the enemy is not being intentional about harming you, to destroy you. Let us not lay down and let him have it. We need to fight with the most powerful weapon we have, and that is the Word of God. It's weapons of mass destruction. It is going to defeat the enemy. You can pray and pray and pray, but when you pray with the Word of God, that's when power is released, because it's the same Word that created the universe, who created me and created you. That Word is powerful. It's a living Word, and it is a Word that will bring power. We must be intentional on renewing our minds, thoughts, words on our lips if we want to see victory. Every day we must take out the Word of God, read it, and speak it over our lives. I know y'all have heard me over and over, speak the Word, speak the Word. This is why. We have to be intentional in it in our daily lives. What did Jesus do in the wilderness? He fought back with the Word of God. When he was in the wilderness and the enemy came against him and said, well, if you're the Son of God, you know, get off of this hill or do whatever. And he said, he repeated back the Word of God. The enemy did that to him three times. He tested him three times, and three times Jesus fought back with the Word of God. He was intentionally showing us how to fight the devil. And then he told the devil, away from me. And then the angel of the Lord came and ministered to him. We must fight like our lives depend on it. Jesus gave his life for you so you could fight with his name and his power. We must fight with Jesus' name and his power. When we pray, we need to pray in the name of Jesus of Nazareth and fight with the Word of God. That is the only thing that will defeat the enemy. He chose to take death so we don't have to. But if you notice, every time he healed someone, he asked them to perform something, to do something. And it must be our choice to receive the gift. Will you receive the gift? Every time Jesus said, they asked Jesus, will you heal me? He would tell them to do something. And the reason is because he won't go against our will. He needs us to act in faith so that we can then have the miracle. So are you acting in faith for your miracle? Are you stepping up and speaking the word and performing the act of faith that God needs from you? It will take work. It will be uncomfortable at times. It will make no sense, but the victory is there waiting for you. Sometimes it won't make any sense. Why am I quoting this word? It doesn't seem like anything's happening. Don't quit. Take up the word, fight with it, and watch the victory come. It means that when we're exhausted at night, that we have to read the word. When we're exhausted in the morning, that we've got to get up and read the word. It means that we've got to put our lunch hour aside instead of hanging out with the friends sometimes and go read the word and pray. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe it means that you have to put aside yourself to fight the battle. And, you know, I've heard before, well, if it's God's will, it is his will. He gave it to you in his word and said, it is my will. And use my words, just like he did with the enemy. The enemy seeks to dim your whole desire for prayer, dull your interest on spiritual things, downplay potency of your most strategic weapons. He wants to depress you and defeat you. Will you allow it, or are you going to fight? That is my word today. Are you going to allow the enemy to win? Or are you going to get up and fight with the Word of God? You don't have to physically fight, but spiritually fight with the Word of God. Speak it out over your life. The belt of truth, he gave us these things. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation. They were all garments. But the sword of the Spirit was the word, and it is a weapon to use and to fight with. He said, take up your armor daily. So your armor, all the things were to guard us from the enemy, but the word of God, which was the sword of the Spirit, was a weapon to fight the enemy. We must use it as a weapon to fight the enemy. And we must not lay down and allow the enemy to take over our lives. Now, when I say a weapon, I'm speaking in a way that you would say, Lord, today I pray that I am healed. And then by your stripes, I am healed. That's what something you would do. By your stripes, dear Lord, I am healed. And you would use the scripture to say it. Lord, I know you have a plan for me. For your plans for me are not for harm, but of good and for evil. Lord, I want you to be in my life. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as just speaking. But so many times we get so tired and think we have to have the right words. The only word that matters is the word of God. And you can't know what it is if you're not in it. Yes, it's going to take work. Yes, it will feel uncomfortable at times. But if anything, it will defeat the enemy in your life. I want to pray with you today. Lord, I pray that each person will have a new fire in their hearts and minds to take up their sword and fight the good fight of faith. To see your majesty come forth and reveal yourself in a mighty and powerful way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to grab this. Remind you about my book, Starting Your Victorious Life. In here, it has a whole bunch of things, but it's a small book of how to fight the enemy and how to have a victorious life. If it's something you or someone else you may know will need it, they're not expensive, and you can get it on Amazon. Just Google my name, Bobby Hemel, or Google this, Starting Your Victorious Life, and you will find it. All the money that I get goes into giving books. I don't spend it for myself. And I have other books called Affirmation of God's Love. And then I have Reset Habits to Happiness. That one I wrote during COVID, and it was such a powerful book to reset our mindsets and have habits every day to bring happiness. Part of that is what we talked about today, habits to happiness. We have to get in the habit of speaking the word of God over our lives. Well, today I want to remind you, if you like this, to share it. Follow me on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I enjoy speaking to you, and please send me the testimonies. I really enjoy them. God bless. Have a great week.